So what happens is that the whole banking and loan system in the Mediterranean develops at a far greater pace, again, in response to the shipbuilding, in response to the needs for the Crusades. The Venetians perhaps are really, in many ways, the most successful, even more so than the Genoese, in the construction of the Great Fleet for the Fourth Crusade, in which they actually had to spend their normal commerce for 18 months in order to concentrate on the construction of that fleet. And we'll discuss that in greater detail with the Fourth Crusade. The Venetians developed a more complicated currency to pay for all the contracts, and it became quite clear to the Venetians that they had to have other means to produce and maintain ships at a regular basis, and Venice will develop its so-called arsenal and its dockyards, which are state-maintained operations in which people are hired on state contract, they're salaried officials. Some would go so far as to argue is what Venice became was essentially the old Imperial Roman system. In part, this was fueled by taking specialists from Constantinople after 1204, but Venice, in effect, creates a state industry, quite different from what you see in many parts of Europe where you had a franchise or a feudal or a private arrangement where you would contract out. Venice actually goes into a whole state organized industry with salaries, with contracts, and a whole credit and loan system behind it. And these are impressive changes that are extremely important for extending the range and diversity of economic transactions in the Mediterranean economy in the 12th and early 13th centuries. So that what happened is that the ease of moving goods from the Levant, from Outremer, from the Muslim world to Western Europe was greatly facilitated in the 12th century. And this is one of the direct benefits of crusading activity. I mentioned in an earlier lecture dealing with the development of the Kingdom of Jerusalem that the Levantine ports were now under the secure control of Italians and Catalans, Provencials. They all had their own quarters. They had what would be called a factory, that is an area to process goods. They had dockyards. They had storage facilities. Also, there were independent communities resident there, operating under Venetian or Genoese law, setting up tables of exchange. And that's very important to stress that point, because that meant anyone traveling as a citizen of, say, Barcelona, Marseille, Pisa, Venice, showing up in the Levantine ports had assured credit, had assured support network, sureties were in place. Trade could proceed with absolute predictability, because these ports were now under secure control. There was a rule of law. There were a set of obligations. Exchange rates were clear. And that's an important point to stress, so that even though there was earlier contact before the Crusades, that the Italians had moved into the Islamic world, certainly in the 9th century we have evidence of that, nonetheless, the minimizing of risk, the predictability of trade, the assurance that any kind of contract disputes would be settled in a court. All of this was now minimized now that the Christians controlled those Levantine ports. And that meant the extent and range of goods coming out of those Levantine ports increased dramatically. These were luxury goods in some instances, relics, religious objects from Constantinople, silk textiles, all sorts of spices, such as pepper, which becomes an ordinary commodity in Western Europe by 1200. And if you trace the linguistic development of that word in European languages, it all goes back to the same common loan word coming out of Arabic and being adopted by German, French, French, Provencal, English, by all the languages essentially at the same time. And that's an indication of the extent of types of transactions that went on and the number of goods that are now coming across Europe. As a result, the trading network in the Mediterranean world increased enormously. That had repercussions on the river transports, transportation that, especially across France, especially across the Rhineland, the development of fairs and markets that are very well documented in France by the early 13th century. In fact, the Fourth Crusade is preached at a lot of fairs and tournaments in the Champagne and Burgundy in eastern France. All of these routes were being developed at a much greater pace as a result of these changes in the Mediterranean trade, and that in turn meant that the ports at the end of this nexus of routes, the ports in the Low Countries, the English Channel ports, the northern French ports, were then in turn linked to the North Sea and the Baltic.